What is the treatment for this disease then?
Again, this is one of those glomerular diseases that we do not have a large randomized trials to help guide our therapy. In the first place, lowering blood pressure and making sure that that blood pressure is lowered with certain categories of drugs that help decrease the amount of protein in the urine are most useful. It would be best if your blood pressure were between 125 over 75 to 130 over 80 and lowered with drugs that inhibit the angiotensin system. So common drugs, angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors, those drugs that all end with a pril, lisinopril, enalapril, to mention just two, any of them work, or angiotensin receptor blockers, the sartans, losartan, valsartan, candesartan, to name but a few. Those are good drugs to start with. Suppressing the immune system has not really been of huge benefit in this disease, although many of us have tried drugs such as cyclosporin, mycophenolate, mofetil, or even cyclophosphamide. Some patients, this seems to work. Interestingly, I've had many patients now who've had fibrillary glomerulonephritis that has gotten better all by itself. And in fact, the disease process stabilizes with just the use of these antihypertensive drugs.